Good morning. Today is Friday, November 14, 2025. This is a regular meeting of the Abatement Appeals Board. I would like to remind everyone to please mute yourself if you're not speaking and to turn off all electronic devices. The first item on the agenda is roll call. Commissioner Alexander Toot.
Here.
Commissioner Calamucci.
Here.
Commissioner Lee.
Here.
Commissioner McLeese.
Here.
Commissioner Williams.
Here.
And Commissioner Ming. Sorry, Commissioner Ming.
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum and Vice President Newman is excused. Any members of the public that are listening in, our public comment call-in number is 415-655-0001. Access code is 2660-346-3740. And the WebEx webinar code is 1114. We have our land acknowledgement.
The Abatement Appeals Board acknowledges that we are on the unceded ancestral homeland of the Raymattutia Ohlone, who are the original inhabitants of the San Francisco Peninsula. As the indigenous stewards of this land and in accordance with their traditions, the Raymattutia Ohlone have never ceded, lost, nor forgotten their responsibilities as the caretakers of this place, as well as for all peoples who reside in their traditional territory. As guests, we recognize that we benefit from living and working on their traditional homeland. We wish to pay our respects by acknowledging the ancestors, elders, and relatives of the Raymattutia Ohlone community and by affirming their sovereign rights as First Peoples.
Thank you. Next is the oath. Will all parties giving testimony today please stand and raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth to the best of your knowledge? Okay. Thank you. You may be seated. And also, just for everyone's information, the timing, the department will present its case first, and there's 7 minutes. Next will be the appellant for 7 minutes. There will be public comment for 3 minutes each, then rebuttal for 3 minutes. Okay, and reminding everyone to please speak in the microphone when you're speaking. Okay, we have item B, approval of minutes. Discussion and possible action to adopt the minutes for a regular meeting held on October 15th. I was going to, if possible, request that the minutes be continued as they're not ready to present at this time. You have echo.
Do I need to specify to the next meeting?
You're good.
Motion to continue the minutes till the next meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any public comment on the motion? Seeing none, are all commissioners in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And thank you. Next, we have item C, new appeals, order of abatement, discussion and action. Case number 6961-2345-2347 Clement Street. Complaint number 202-43152. Owners of record and appellant, CP Clement, LLC. Action requested by appellant. Appellant appeals the September 16th, 2025 order of abatement and assessment of costs. Department.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Mauricio Hernandez. I'm representing court enforcement. Violation number 2024-30152 for address 2345-2347 Clement Street. The property legal use is an apartment building. I believe this is a mixed-use building. There's also a commercial space on the ground floor. The case summary, the case originated from an online web form complaint received on 10-24-2024 regarding suspected illegal construction at the rear of the property. Field verification confirmed substantial unpermitted work, including demolition and reframing of a three-story rear vestibule, detachment of a connected three-story rear stair, and construction of a detached storage shed on casters. The work exceeded the scope of the active siting permit, and the rear structure was minimal braced, resulting in an unsafe condition. A notice of violation was issued by the building inspector on 10/28/2024, directing the owner to cease all work and obtain the appropriate permits. The case was later referred to code enforcement following noncompliance. A director hearing was held on July 15, 2025, where the hearing officer granted a 60-day advisement to obtain corrective permits and final all inspections under permit application 2025-059627 and 2025-05096216. Although multiple permits have been issued and minimal corrective work has occurred, no final inspection has been obtained. Field verifications on 10/30/2025 confirmed that critical portions of the notice of violation remain uncorrected, including incomplete siding and an uncurved three-story stair, approximately 2 feet separation from the exterior door, and the detached structure remains on site. A note of abatement was issued on September 16, 2025, after the advising period expired, and the initial bill was prepared, including the 8 months of monthly monitoring fees from 1/8/2025 to September 9, 2025. At this time, the department staff recommendation is to uphold the order of abatement and impose assessment costs. The violation cited on the notice of violation remain uncorrected, and required permits remain open without final inspections and minimal inspection history. The life safety conditions persist, including an unanchored three-story stair, an incomplete siding, and the detached shed remains on site. Thank you.
Next, the appellant can come forward. And then also, there is requested additional submission. Is there, I believe you may have to vote on whether to accept the additional submission. Okay.
About what the submission is, can I vote on it?
I don't know what it is. I think he said it's additional work after the inspection. Or something like that.
This is from the attorney.
I'm going to pass it to everyone, but we just want to make sure that you guys accept it. I guess. Oh yes. Oh yeah.
Sure. Oh. Yeah, so my understanding from the appellant is that this is basically a printout of what he intends to say. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's
so
a printout.
It's just his statement as well as additional photos. So, you know, typically there's a deadline to file a written submission. In this instance, I mean, as long as you're reading verbatim.
I'm reading verbatim, and the photos are just.
And typically you can show the photos. But I would say in an abundance of caution, you all should vote to, because it is written and there is a deadline, you should vote to accept or not. Did you have a question? Yeah.
No, that's the context I was looking for, because it's hard to accept a report and then take it into evidence at consideration. But if you're going to read this verbatim, then there's not kind of pages of narrative that we need to consider as part of the hearings. It would be my recommendation that we accept it, but I'd like to hear from commissioners. Commissioner Williams?
I think we should also accept it. I think the more information, the better. From my experience on this board, anything in this presentation could otherwise just be shown on the projector. So. But the important thing is, if we has the department received a copy? Because whenever there's additional information, both sides I think should always be able to see it.
I made copies for every member, including the
Including the department?
Yeah, that's right here.
Okay.
Everybody's got a copy.
Then I would move for the board to accept this late submitted additional evidence and statement.
Second it.
Okay, so there's the motion by Commissioner Williams and a second by Commissioner Calabucci. And is there a public comment on the motion? No public comment. Are all commissioners in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thank you. Okay, I'll distribute these. Okay, and you can begin.
Thank you. Good morning. my name is David Silverman. I'm here on behalf of CP Clement LLC. I'm an agent on their behalf, and I'm going to read verbatim, which you were just disseminated amongst yourselves. Members of the board, I'm here to formally request that the order of abatement number 2024-30152-A be either overturned on the merits of about to be presented, or an abeyance be granted for the term of 120 days. All safety-related items and unsafe building allegations were addressed and documented as such within 2 weeks of the initial NOV being issued. Attached is a copy of the stamped architect's professional assessment as ordered by the DBI inspector. A copy of that email was sent to the DBI inspector showing delivery, and there's a photo of that as well, and the DBI inspector's own handwriting, a copy of his site visit report and verification that we were allowed to go ahead with proceeding securing the site for the design per the design professional's assessment, which, as you see in the attachments, is in direct correlation with abating the item, that item within the NOV. This was completed on 11/4/2024. Please see attached documents. Upon conclusion of the director's hearing, I immediately stepped outside the hearing room and called Inspector McCann of DBI CID. I left him a voicemail, and he promptly returned my call about an hour later. We subsequently met on the fourth floor at 49 Van Ness that same day, July 15th, directly after the director's hearing. I requested the meeting because even then, I knew it wasn't going to be possible to complete the project within 60 days. To further that point, the very first words spoken to Inspector McCann by me were, "There is no way that I'm going to get this done in 60 days. I need more time. How do I go about it?" Mr. McCann advised me that the director's order was final and that there was no further appeal or extension in timeline. Mr. McCann would, I'm speaking on his behalf, but he would attest to everything that I just said being the conversation, both verbatim and fact. I have a healthy working relationship and have maintained open dialogue with Inspector McCann on a weekly or biweekly basis since the director's hearing. It took an additional two weeks after the hearing for us to have the final permits issued and for work to finally be allowed to recommence after a 10-month stop order. I'm sure there's a log at the counter at 49 Van Ness that would show the amount of times that I have been in that building in the last 10 months. And the very first question they ask you when you walk in there is, what's the property address? Of the 30 or so times that I have walked into that building in the last 10 months, not one of them was for anything else besides this project. I had Inspector Saunders out to the site middle of September, authorizing us to okay to cover based on the work we had completed. I had Inspector Bain, the electrical inspector, out to the prior month, also authorizing us okay to cover. Inspections still outstanding are the plumbing rough-in and okay to cover, which will be done simultaneously. We're quite close to that, to being ready for such, and of course, all final inspections are still outstanding, and they must walk simultaneously. This covers permit number 2025-09-6216216, and all concurrent trade permits that have been issued as well. The shed on casters cited in the NOV is no longer in existence. Please see attached photos. The stairs were reattached, and a new temporary landing was built per the design professional's instructions, as you can see from the email chain and the design professional's letter that's attached to the file that I provided you. The reason that the recent photos show it no longer being there is, the reason that the recent photos show the landing no longer being there is kind of self-explanatory, as we have a permit for replacing the stairs, and it's in the process of being demoed. It remained there until the building was no longer tenant-occupied. The building is currently devoid of tenants as well and will remain as such until construction is complete. Also, when Inspector McCann stopped by, the siding was a couple boards away from being finished, which it is now. Please see the attached photo there as well. All of the safety related concerns have been abated. All of the other outstanding items have either received permits or been abated, and the only outlier at this time is signatures. All the work has been done under the direction of our physical engineer as well as our architect, their wet stamps being affixed to our issued permits. In the matter of permit number 2025056207, that's the stairs, the demo work on existing stairs has just begun. I have attached a picture to the packet that I just provided. Delineating such, we're about 2 days away from completing the demo to rebuild the new set of stairs. The timeline which we expect all of this to be completed with a buffer built in because of the holidays is as follows. Final sign-off on permit ending in 6216 and all associated trade permits, which are 3 electricals, 1 plumbing, and 2 building, would be by 1/15/26. Foundation okay to pour for permit ending in 6207 by 12/15/25. Sorry, this isn't in chronological order. And then final sign-offs for permit ending in 6207 by 2/15/26. We request that the safety concerns with the stairs, in addition to the shed on casters issue, both having been abated, be documented and acknowledged as such, and are no longer variables or contingencies in regards to the case. For perspective, the original scope of this permit that started this whole chain of events was replacing siding and a few windows in kind. There are now 3 building permits issued with plans and structural calcs and in-house review, 3 electrical permits, and 1 master plumbing permit, all active for the site. To say that there has been an exacerbation of scope of grand proportions is still an understatement. We have done nothing aside from act in good faith since the beginning of this process. We have done everything ordered by BID, CID, the hearing officer, the director's hearing, and every single suggestion offered by the many relationships I've been able to build on between the second and fifth floor at 49 Van Ness. Our only outstanding issue is a matter of time, and time itself is simply what we request. Time to complete the project that we have set forth upon, and furthermore, no longer wasting the time of members of DBI, code enforcement, and all the members of the appellate board sitting and presiding over this hearing today. It would seem that any further pursuit of action standing opposed to the property in question, of which, given the facts presented today, is proven good faith and action to comply with all given orders. Please excuse me for being obtuse here, but bluntly stated, would seem to be a misappropriation of further resources, time, and energy for the city. I'd like to close with a reiteration of our request. We merely want to complete the path that we have set foot upon as expeditiously as possible. I do believe the entire purpose and meaning behind this process that I'm experiencing today. I do believe that that is the purpose and meaning behind the entire process, to ensure that finality of things and to be assured and reassured that things were done correctly.
If you could wrap up.
So please let us finish the work without further ado. Refer our case back to DBI for finals, or please grant us the 120-day abeyance, holidays taken into account. I thank you kindly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we have public comment. There's not anyone. There appears to be someone. Or is it on this item?
Yes.
Just one moment.
Okay. Okay, there appears to be 3 outstanding open special inspections still, and there's been several site visits, it looks like. Why aren't the special inspections cleared? They're structural.
Thank you.
There's someone online as well, just a moment. Oh, the person dropped off. No. Okay. You don't see them? Okay, I guess. Okay, never mind. They are no longer there. Okay, then next is rebuttal, staff rebuttal.
Hello again, Mauricio Hernandez, representing code enforcement. We do understand the concern. However, in our side, we could only find one inspection that resulted in re-inspection required. So for the appellant to say that everything has been inspected by the inspector is not accurate. We do have inspections that were failed. This is the only inspection. It is in the packet. There is only one inspection which noted that there is a partial rock frame that was actually approved on the first floor, but then there was actually evidence that there was some work that was covered without inspection. Again, there was also an unsafe condition observed, and then the existing shed, and it said secure site for next inspection. The idea once somebody fails an inspection is that the owner or the contractor, whoever is doing the work, will fix those items, call for re-inspection. This happened September of this year. After that, we haven't seen any inspections. In regards to the trades permits that the appellant is discussing, it had nothing to do with the violation. That's more of an elective work that they decided to do in the operate. So if you read the notice of violation or my staff report, the basis of the violation is actually the structure. We also, just this couple of days, we received pictures of the structure being removed. So we're actually now wondering whether this was just a temporary structure. We did also get a report from an architect stating that the only work that they were supposed to do to secure that structure was to rebuild the landings. So it's kind of strange that now they're removing that structure that seems to look that it was almost brand new because it has new pressure treated material, so we don't understand what the full scope of work is. And again, there's minimal inspection history on the inspection side. And if you say that the siding, we have evidence that the siding now it's complete. There is no evidence of any inspection. I do want to point out that he called out Inspector Declan McCann going out there. Yes, we did go out there, but that was to take pictures for this appeal. Our inspectors don't do the inspections related to a permit. We do the enforcement. It's actually the district inspector under BID that does the inspections, and that's where they needed to actually approach. Again, and then we go back to last year. It was the district inspector that wrote up the notice of violation, issued a warning notice because they failed to comply with the time that they requested.
Appellant rebuttal.
Is there a public comment now, or are we at rebuttal?
No, appellant rebuttal.
Give me just 1 minute. I'm trying to find within the state. If you could give me 1 moment, I'm just trying to find within the state's own presentation. There is a record of the electrical inspection being done. I read it yesterday, and it's in the state's documents. I'm just trying to figure out which page it was on. Plumbing, electrical. Oh. Rough cover okay for new panel inside ground level retail salon. It is electrical permit right here. It does state that rough cover was done for electrical. The gentleman from the city mentioned that he doesn't understand why the stairs are being rebuilt. The stairs are being rebuilt because they were poorly built the first time, and we got a permit issued with structural calcs for it to rebuild it. That's why it's being rebuilt, because it was shoddy work, to be blunt with you. And this was an inheritance from the new owner. Not new owner, it's been in their family for a while, but mom decided she wasn't dealing with it anymore. So she inherited essentially 50 years worth of no maintenance, and these stairs were part of that, and we decided that it was in the best interest, instead of trying to shore up and brace and blah, 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 just demo the darn thing and rebuild it right the first time. So that is how we ended up demoing the stairs. And then the gentleman over my right shoulder, his question regarding the structural calcs, our structural engineer has already been out to site and done the verification. I'm just waiting on the report from him, so that's coming right now. As far as the special inspections report. So I believe that addresses all the concerns that everybody just brought up. Thank you.
Thank you. And board deliberation?
Commissioner.
And if there's any questions, the staff, both parties.
Commissioner?
I just had a question on the structural engineering calculations. What firm, if you could come up, what architect and structural engineering firm were you contracting with?
The architect is Market Designs, Jennifer Marca. And the structural engineer is, The architecture firm is Marka Designs. Jennifer Marka is the architect. And Thomas Sable is our engineer. He's out of Los Angeles.
Okay. Is he working? Okay.
I apologize. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just surprised Tom Sable's doing a...
It was a referral from one of his former students. That's how we were introduced to him.
Okay.
Commissioner Williams?
Sir. I appreciate your additional submission and the binding. It's nice. But there are a couple questions that in your papers I'm not clear that you addressed. So
please.
If you haven't, then. So first, the department's notice of violation.
Mm-hmm.
Are you contesting the factual basis for that notice of violation, or is there a legal contest to the notice of violation?
We are not contesting the NOV.
Okay.
We are simply stating that the NOV and the scope associated with the NOV and when it was attached to this project, it's on a completely different permit, by the way. That was the siting permit. There is a, per the direction of the inspecting officer to get a new permit and start all over with the redo, if you will. So the NOV was actually for a permit that's not part of anything that anybody has today. Code probably has it, but that was the siting permit. There is a completely different permit, the two permits, 2025 and 6216 and 6207. Both of those permits are brand new, and those are separate from the siting permit. That
okay.
Kind of?
Yeah. No, that's
okay.
Now, into the mic. The big question I had in the presentation,
mm-hmm.
that I didn't hear addressed, but I may have missed it. Why did the construction begin prior to the notice, or excuse me, yeah, why did the construction begin without the permits? Why was the illegal, what's the explanation for that?
I did not answer that question,
right.
And nor did it was it in my presentation. The reason was because we went into this thinking that we just needed to replace some old, you know, siding that was 70 years old. And as we started taking the siding off, we realized how atrocious the situation was. The building was tenant occupied at the time, and the decision was made that for the safety of the tenants, it was better to bar off their rear exit. They were provided fire escape ladders, the roll down things where you attach it to the windowsill. They were provided, each floor was provided that during this process, and we just wanted to get it over with as quickly as possible and then go in and ask forgiveness afterwards. Just basically, essentially, you know, taking the tenant's well-being into consideration is the reason that it was addressed the way that it was. We very much intended to come in and, you know, try to retroactively get the permits. Obviously, you know, the structural calcs were done afterwards, and we did build it correctly. That's why the calcs checked out and everything like that. We knew that we were going to go get a permit for this. You know, the owners have the intention at some point in the relatively near future, I believe, to possibly sell the property. You can't sell a property with that kind of work without having permits issued for it. It'll tank the resale value. So hell is paved with good intentions, and we did have good intentions, but it just didn't pan out the way that we had hoped.
So my understanding then would be the construction began because an important issue was spotted, work needed to be done, and the hope was the work could be done prior, you know, without the permits being obtained in time, before there would be any.
Sort of. I'm sorry. Maybe I should be a little more clear.
Yeah.
We thought that we just needed to replace siding. As the siding started to come off, we realized how atrocious the structure itself was. And at that point, that's when the audible, we already had a permit for the siding. We had gone ahead and gotten the permit for doing the siding work prior to commencement of that work. It was during that siding work that we discovered the condition of the structure itself, and an audible decision was called to go ahead and take it down all the way, as opposed to just replacing siding.
When that audible was made,
mm-hmm.
what was the basis for not applying for and obtaining a permit?
And to very directly answer that question, we were concerned about the tenants and the way that they would receive that information based off of what we had thought the timeline was going to be within DBI to be able to achieve getting said permits. We knew that the tenants were going to be leaving within about 6 months of that time, and we just wanted to keep our tenants happy, if you will, instead of causing all sorts of chaos, because that tends to happen in this town. And you know, now I know better, if you will. If I could go back, I would change the way that we did things. But it wasn't all that awful as far as a timeline. Well, it's not great, but as far as timeline with DBI was concerned and getting all the permits issued and everything like that, it was a lot quicker than we had anticipated. So, you know, looking back on it, that was a poor decision at the time. But we were basing off past experience and reputation, if you will, about timing within DBI. So yeah, it was a bad decision, 100%. But that is the reason.
I have a couple questions.
Yes.
So I'm looking at the department's timeline, and I'm seeing, so this case was opened in October of 2024, mm-hmm. and I see that on April 10th, 2025, there's a note that says, permit research found, no permit to comply with NOV. And I'm looking at all the permits, and it seems like they were first filed in May, mm-hmm. and you were also granted a 30-day continuance in mm-hmm. May from a hearing. You were also granted a 60-day advisement in July. Why did it take so long to get the permits?
The owners of the property were attempting to be surrogate parents. Their surrogate gave birth in December of 2024 with 3-month premature twins. They were expecting one child. Those 3-month premature twins spent about 3 months in NICU, and their priorities were elsewhere. And that is why we stalled out. All of that documentation was provided for the reason we got a continuance. So the city does have all the documentation, the photos, the whole nine yards regarding that, and that is why the process stalled out for about 5 months.
I have a question for the department. So can you reply to that? His statements was that their understanding for why the 90-day, looking at the 30-day and the 90-day continuances were given, and you know, kind of your understanding of the timeline. And can you tell us the status of the permits now?
Do we have? Well, the status of the permits are issued.
The status, all the permits are issued.
So,
but they were filed in. They were all filed in May. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. Well, the original permit was actually issued before, which is the site and replacement.
Right.
So,
right.
So I want to break down what, you know, like the way that we're looking at this case was they obtained a permit to replace siding. They probably found some dry rot or some issues. At that time, it's our opinion, they could have called our inspector and said, hey, we found this issue. Can you give us a correction notice? Right away, our inspector can write correction notices so they can continue the work and if they need to do more work and work with it. But we haven't seen any evidence so far. And we do grant extensions of time. We do have a process where if the appellant requests a 30-day continuance, we grant a continuance, and we continue to work with them. Again, we don't have a lot of inspections on the building side. I know that he referred to an inspector that gave him an okay to cover. However, there's like a disconnect here because that's for the electrical work that has nothing to do with the back.
Right.
There's actually work interior happening, which is actually plumbing. There's doing some plumbing fixtures and doing some electrical work. So if you can see here, this is actually an electrical permit, which is just for the interior work. So again, the only inspection that we have for the exterior work was back in September of this year, which was a failed inspection, which they could have actually fixed all those items and bring back the district inspector out there to give an okay. We also have an architect's report that we were sent this week on our side, which is, we still don't understand the purpose of the report because the report is basically saying those stairs are okay. However, all you got to do is rebuild the landings. And now with this new report that the appellant has, it seems like they're demolishing the whole stairs. But the person that drafted this report, it's not basically saying we're going to rebuild the whole stairs again and rebuild them up to code. So I'm not sure. Even there is a disconnect here. And our take is that there's minimal inspection history. It would have been better off if they would have called the district inspector. Even after the hearings, nobody's stopping anybody from actually calling their inspections and continuing with the work after they got an order of abatement.
Thank you. Commissioner Calamucci?
I think you might have just covered this, but I just to clarify on the timeline about the stairs. So 10:30:25, we have, inspection, three-story stairs, still not secured to the building. Appellant says the stairs were reattached and a new temporary landing was built. So presumably this has happened, according to the appellate, within the last 2 weeks, but the department has not verified this.
So on the brief that I provided, there's actually pictures showing that the landings are not attached. There's actually a piece of plywood covering it, and even our inspector didn't feel comfortable going up the stairs. So there was not actually, they're not even attached. And again, now with this new brief that we didn't receive anything, we just received pictures. It seems like now they're dismantling the stairs again. So.
Yeah, thank you for that. Just a general comment. I mean, I have a lot of concerns here. And we're talking serious life safety issues, and our role is to see like what was there an issue here with how the DBI handled this case, and I can't say I'm seeing it. Thank you.
Any other questions? Is there a motion? If there's no questions, then I think the commissioners are ready to make a decision. I would recommend that we uphold the order of abatement and the recommendation of the department. I don't see any errors here on the part of the department, and I believe that we've given, I'm sympathetic to the personal situations, but I believe the department has given the 90-day extension and taking that into consideration. I don't see the movement that we need to see on this case.
I'm going to second the motion.
Okay. So there is a motion and a second. Is there?
We need a discussion.
There's a motion and a second on the item. A motion by Commissioner Alexander Toot, a second by Commissioner Ming to uphold the order of abatement. And to include assessment of costs?
Yes.
Have to do a roll call vote on the motion. Commissioner Alexander Toot?
Yes.
Commissioner Calamucci?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee? Yes. Commissioner McLeese?
Yes.
Commissioner Ming?
Yes.
And Commissioner Williams?
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Next, we have general public comment. Members of the public may address the board on matters that are within the board's jurisdiction and are not on today's agenda. Speakers shall address their remarks to the board as a whole and not to individual board members or department personnel. Public comment, seeing none. Is there someone? I can't see.
Okay, I'm ready, Sonia. I notice on this, on sometimes, for example, on complaints of notice of violation, it says 30 days, 60 days to 30 days to file a building permit, obtain permit within 60 days, complete all work within 90 days, correct all violations in 90 days. Complaint number 2024-30152. It was issued this one on 10/28/2024. None of this has been complied with. Code enforcement is not being effectively adhered to and complied with the statutes for the corrective actions. I've seen. And I've got actually files of notices of violation that have been placed in O'Riordan's office, sometimes for years, for the connected city family and contractors. This is not right. There should not be preferential treatment. The corrective actions should be adhered to, the time deadlines. Furthermore, things should not go back to the district inspector. It should be linear, going one way. When you bounce it back between code enforcement, back to the district inspector, back to code enforcement, back to the district inspector, this is not effective code enforcement action. There are many buildings in the city that have expired permits or TCOs that are currently occupied. For example, 2207 25th Street, where O'Riordan wrote the notice of violation, is occupied, and he wrote that all that was left was the front facade of the building. And now the front facade, they got a permit to remove that. And so the entire building has been an unlawful demolition. O'Riordan told me that he told two people, the Cullinans, Jerry Cullinan, who was charged and fled to Ireland, that there were lots of notices of violation on this, and it would be a good investment. The owner is forced to sell at a fire sale, and the Cullinan bought the project and then got in a little trouble and fled the country. I don't believe they should be getting insider tips, and this is currently occupied. There needs to be a notice of violation placed on this property, and it needs to be stated that it is unlawful demolition and not habitated without a CFC or a TCO. Thank you.
Thank you. Next item is adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn? Is there a second? All commissioners in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're now adjourned. It's 10:23 a.m. We'll take a brief recess and then reconvene as the Building Inspection Commission. Thank you.